Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is OMF on EEI.
Another 2-2. Swing. There's a shot to center field. Springer moving back, but he has the room in front of the track. Makes the catch, and the ball game is over. The Toronto Blue Jays win the first of two. They beat the Red Sox here 4-1 as the Red Sox drop to 62-40 at the moment, a game and a half in front of Tampa Bay. We'll play the Yankees tonight while the Red Sox take on the Jays again at 7:10. 4-1 Toronto.
All right, they always do this thing, so not always, but sometimes in your life, people say you want the good news or bad news first. We're going to leave bad news today on OMF. Munt hanging out with the MFers after a Red Sox game. Lose at Fenway Park. Lou, what's going on?
How are we doing?
How the hell do you
Can you mute that, please?
I have no idea.
Oh, it's been a while. We haven't had Glenn on this Zoom for a while.
What the hell?
Come in here and Zoom this off. They hear Lou first in the TV, then back in my headset.
Oh, there it is.
There we go.
There it
Thank you. Lou, you there,
right,
buddy?
Yeah, better now.
Much better, much better. Not your fault.
Hanging on the booth. Beautiful, empty Fenway.
Yeah. We will start
a little bit.
We'll start with the bad news. Boy, did that game suck.
It did.
Boy, did that game suck. The second inning, bases loaded, nobody out. You thought Lou Robbie Ray's on the ropes. You'll get to him. Here comes Chavis. Here comes Kike. Here comes Devers. You get nothing, and that sums up your afternoon from Fenway Park.
Yeah, that sums it up. I mean, we can talk about Richards if you want, but really this game was 1-for-9 with runners in scoring position. You know, and you mentioned that first inning, even at second and third, and you get one out of it. Bases loaded, nobody out. You don't get anything out of it, and that's the ball game. I mean, it's a 7-inning game. You know, Richards wasn't great. Certainly wasn't as good as he was last week in Buffalo. You know, didn't throw a changeup maybe as much, threw more curveballs, and Springer sent one. I don't know if it took down that light post when it hit the light post. But it was just, it was just a flat game. And hopefully you come out here and just sort of split, take the series, and move on.
Okay, let's make this very clear, Christian. Okay, I'll let you get to your game thoughts. I have a lot of thoughts
over there. I was going to go ahead and tee you up because all he kept saying, Lou, which you before the TV went on and we could see your beautiful faces, I can't wait to yell at Lou. Bobby Dalbec and Chavis, they suck.
They suck, Lou.
Lou is stupid.
Yeah, well, that wasn't quite those words.
It was exactly like that.
Get them off the team because you spun a web yesterday of when you had Max Scherzer, you feel pretty good. Well, Garrett Richards wasn't great tonight, but he was good enough to win this game. And your offense, led by Dalbec, two more strikeouts. Michael Chavis, two more strikeouts. Bobby Dalbec now is one of three players in baseball. There's only three of them. And JBJ is one of the other two who have more strikeouts than total bases. 104 to 103, Dalbec strikeouts to total bases. Get him off this roster. Get him to Worcester. Get a first baseman, Lou.
Time.
Get this team a starting first baseman before Friday.
My general point was, if you get a horse like Scherzer, I'll take swings and misses from my nine hole. Those two guys shouldn't be in the lineup together. They're in the lineup together because, you know, Bogarts is out. You know what I mean? So you got to put them both in and it's problems. But if you give me Scherzer, then I'm fine with a nine-hole hitter that punches out.
See,
I'm just saying. But if
you're 7-8-9, Plawecki, Chavis, Dalbec.
The odds are that the teams out west are going to overpay for Scherzer anyway, so you're going to get your wish. You're going to get your wish probably most likely, and then you're going to get a middle-of-the-road arm starter. And if that's the case, then we go back to your number one need as your guy. His number one need is a first baseman.
But I also think you had an odd set of circumstances to his point. Like, this is the worst situation you would ever be put in. There's in any real important game of impact with important circumstances, you're not going to have all those guys playing at the same time. That's not going to happen. So, I mean, take a lap. Go ahead. Take your victory lap. Because he feels like he's right now.
Everyone saw it, but we saw it all year, and we saw it now in a game where Garrett Richards, to his credit, like, I don't know how he's doing it, because I don't think he has great stuff. Even his fastball is right down the middle, his hardest fastball of the year. Someone yacked out of the ballpark today. He wasn't bad. He's figured it out. I can't believe he has. Yeah. What's that? That's a good offense. He held them to four runs.
It's a great offense. But, I mean, that park, what he did to them in Buffalo, that was a nice performance. That was him being really good. He just shouldn't have went out there in that sixth inning in that game.
Well, Garrett Whitlock was warming. I'm about to rip your guy Alex Cora because it's a 1-1 game. Garrett Whitlock is warming, and he sent Richards back out there. No need for that. Based on the way he's pitched, he had done enough at that point.
Yeah, I think Whitlock that was part of the order.
See, the other thing is that I know we have a lot of football to get to because it's a huge day. But
that's the good news.
I can't believe that they actually want to do away with the seventh inning doubleheader. Like, so I can't believe they want to get away. They want to do away with this. Can you imagine if we had two more innings of this? I know that the first inning lasted forever. Forever was going to feel like a 9-inning game, but I can't believe that they actually feel like it's a good idea to get rid of the seven inning game.
It's got to be a financial thing, because nobody you talk to at that ballpark, and I think Lou would agree, nobody around the sport doesn't mind the 7-inning. They all like this. It's better for the sport.
Like, to me, you can't do away with both, because both of them kind of save bullpens. I mean, like, you know, you have last night off, you got a 7-inning game, Robbie Ray goes 6. Charlie Montoya's like, I haven't used anybody. You know what I mean? Now I got another 7-inning game. Man, if Matts can give me 5 or 6, I've basically given my bullpen, you know, 2 or 3 days off. So they're going to do away with that, and in turn, 2 9s kind of burns bullpens, right? So if you're going to do away with the 9s, you can't do away with the extra inning rule that they want to do away with as well.
That is baseball!
Yeah, no, you just, you, to me, dog. You can't. I like the 10-inning stuff. And that prevents games from going 17 innings. I don't think they have a 14-inning game here this year. Well, maybe 1 or 2. So it's like, you know, both of those situations destroy bullpens and cause guys to lose jobs. Because when you play 2 9s and you burn a pen, when you play 10, 17 innings, you burn a pen, guess what? The guy gets sent down to AAA because you need a new arm up here. I mean, you can't get rid of both, but looks like they want to. They never make much sense.
Well, we'll get to this. We have plenty of offseason to talk about this dumb CBA that's going to happen. As for the trade talks that Lou alluded to, John Morosi a couple hours ago, Max Scherzer trade talks continue with 10-5, but it's Giants, Dodgers, and Padres in the mix, so Red Sox on the back burner there. They won't be getting Sterling Marte. He goes to the A's for Jesus Luzardo. Nice little back and forth there. Are they getting a closer? This was Matt Barnes. Now, I like Matt Barnes' energy on this thing, and I like his team-first attitude, but I wonder if he already sort of knows they're looking to maybe do something in the back end. Here was Barnes with Bradford admitting, if they get a closer here, I'll go back to the eighth inning. Play it, Ryan.
We're trying to win as many ball games as we can and win as many championships as we can, right? So anytime you can add pieces that are going to help the team, whether that's starting rotation, bullpen, position players, I'm all in. If it's going to make the team better, then that's fine.
Yeah.
And even if that means that I'm not closing anymore, honestly. So it kind of is what it is, right? Like, you know, there's a ton of rumors, like, maybe Craig comes back, right?
Right, right.
Like, if Craig comes back, then he makes us better. 100% he makes us better. Mm-hmm. And if that means I'm throwing the eighth, then whatever.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I don't know about that. The only guy that step aside to probably would be Kimbrel.
Yeah,
that would be because they're buddies.
He went on to say that his contract makes this easier because he signed a 2-year deal.
I was just going to say, we left that part out.
We can play. You want to hear it? You want to hear the second part? We can play it if you want.
Well, my point is that, sure, you know, I don't need to be a closer. I don't need to rack up saves. I don't need to hit free agency as a high-priced closer and make sure I get paid because I've already got my little extension. Right? I mean, if there's no extension, he's sitting there saying, no. I am the closer, and I'm going to hit free agency as a closer. So the contract makes that a little bit easier for him to swallow that one.
But do you think when he says that maybe he has an idea or he's been told, look, we might try to improve that spot, you might go back to the eighth inning? Because Cora told you guys, it was a great anecdote he told you here on OMF, that Matt Barnes in spring training walked in and said, I want to close this year. I'd never heard that before, and now it sounds like he's willing to go back to a different role.
I want to earn an extension.
Nah. He's got the extension now.
I know. He got it.
He got the
That's what he really said. I want to earn an extension so I can be moderately paid.
To me, it's like you talk about Kimber, right? Everybody keeps thinking the Astros. Well, they went out and just got two closers. They got Graveman from Seattle, and then they got Yimi Garcia out in Miami. So they just added two relievers for the back end. And it's like, why did they go and get both those guys? Because they only have one or two arms out in the bullpen. And this is why they can add a reliever if they want, but teams that are trying to add relievers wish that they had Matt Barnes set up by Ottavino and Taylor and had Sauer Moore and Darwinson Hernandez and wish they had a guy like Whitlock that can go multiple innings and wish they had a guy like Tanner Houck that can go multiple innings. I don't think it's a need. I mean, they could add it if they want, but teams would be drooling to have the depth and the high leverage guys that this team has. You know, the Astros had nothing. That's why they had to go out and give up what they gave up to get them.
Well, we're 47 hours away from the trade deadline. We all expect, in talking to people in and around the Red Sox, they're going to be active and do something. We'll see if tonight's the night. We'll see if we're talking tomorrow with Alex Cora, who did not join us today because the Red Sox played. He will join us tomorrow at 2:30. Hopefully by then we're talking about a big Red Sox trade. I said we opened with the bad news, boys, and that was the bad news. The Red Sox struggling today at Fenway Park. Here's the good news. I'm going to read a headline from Phil Perry, NBCSportsBoston.com, and I try to do my sexy voice for Fourier.
Oh my God, you're so bad at it.
This is sexual. Okay. This is attractive. This is... I'm going to try to control myself here.
Okay.
Mac Jones shows decisiveness, outplays Newton on day one. That's the headline today on what they're calling the quarterback matchup. They're going to do this every single day, Phil Perry is promising.
Can I do one?
He's doing a three-page breakdown of quarterback throws today, and the Mac Jones stuff is amazing. Sure, you want to do one? Go ahead.
No, I feel like, okay, so that's
you don't like
that's
my sexy
one,
voice?
No, that's one headline from Phil Perry, went through everything.
Turn his mic off.
But there's a lot of tweets out there, too, that are is there something called tweet porn? I feel like in Patriot land, it probably should be.
Patriots porn, yeah.
Patriot tweet porn. Well, it's different. Bill Belichick.
Fitzy had the Juergens out rolling, scrolling
through
tweet deck today.
I feel like today is one of those days where every single reporter decided to, like, listen, I am going to be the first one to tweet out Cam Newton just okay. Mac Jones throws a perfect pass.
Yeah, doing all right.
I'm going to let you guys get sucked into the weeds and get caught up in it.
I'm sucked
in. Because you cannot tell anything. I saw people, reporters, commenting on throws in the red zone against air. Routes on air. Oh, great touch. Oh, nobody could have defended that one. Oh, great job by Cam Newton. Oh, kind of overthrew him on that one. Must have felt the pressure. It's on air.
This is all we wanted, though. We got robbed of this last year in actual quarterback competition.
I don't know what to tell you. For next month,
let's do this.
I can't do it.
But you're killing the buzz.
Yes.
You know what? He said bad news. I said bad news followed by bad
news. You are
ice
cold water right now. You are cold shower city.
Snap out of it.
I saw Jeff Howe tweet out that Mac Jones was 9 for 19 with two drops and a throwaway. Right?
Well, Phil Perry has him 9 for 17, by the way, because okay. I got Phil's numbers in front of me.
Okay, go with Phil's numbers. But here's the thing, Mutt. This one you're going to like. Greg Bedard's Boston Sports Journal.
Do it.
You're going to love this one.
Do it.
Oh, God.
And I don't even think this is like porn music. Isn't this like some detective music from like the 80s? Yeah,
give us some adult entertainment music, Carter. You have some on your computer there.
No, this is like Dragnet.
Go to your phone. Go to your favorite website.
No, so this was...
No, again.
Is this like another show?
Lou wants detective music.
He wants detective music.
No, this is detective music. I thought you were doing porn. Anyway, so this is what Greg Bedard writes. He says, I don't really care what the final stats were.
Yep.
All I know is this. There was one quarterback on the field Wednesday that in a vast majority of his reps threw with anticipation, timing, touch, and accuracy. And that was first-round quarterback Mac Jones.
Oh.
Day one clearly went to Jones on the scorecard. It was a 10-8 round.
Okay. He's got a cigarette. 19? Who's got a Marlboro Light for me?
9 for 19?
Nine for 17,
Phil Perry?
Wait, I mean, okay, so...
I can read you some more from Phil Perry. Phil Perry, give me another Phil Perry.
Are we trying too hard? Are we talking ourselves into, like before the day even starts, do you think these guys watch these two quarterbacks and their minds are already made up? You know what I mean? They're giving Mac too much credit for throws, and they're ripping Cam because they just want Mac Jones to look good. Do you think that's going on?
I don't know, but I do want to see what it feels like to hear Phil Perry go deep. Go. Give me some. Okay. I want Phil Perry.
All right, here we go.
I want a lot of Phil Perry.
This is your favorite. in the red area, where the bodies are bunched together, where the windows are tight, where accuracy is critical and quick decisions are a must. Jones mostly rose to the challenge, and he did so occasionally in eye-popping fashion.
Ooh.
Against air in the red zone. Johnson, good. But they're the
you
words.
You can see it on the all 22.
The bodies are bunched together where the windows are tight. Mm. Oh, they sure are. Tight windows. Ooh. Mac Jones is your guy.
Rubbing up next to each other, throwing fastballs, throwing outs, throwing double move plays, throwing corner routes, basic crosses. Can I get a basic cross? I'm going to run one into the flat.
Whether from the pocket or on the move, Jones hit Jacoby Myers with his first pass on his first professional training camp on a rollout play. Jones gave his pass catchers opportunities to make plays. When it came to Jones' completions, a handful were dimes. One of his best throws of the day featured Jones looking to a covered Jonnu Smith, who we'll get to, then working his eyes all the way back across the field to hit Nelson Agholor in stride in the opposite corner of the end zone. Jones appeared to work through his progressions relively quickly.
Okay,
Wednesday. Let me
just say, okay, so and we can go I on know and for a fact.
We'll get to the Cam stuff.
I know for
the
a
Cam
fact.
Stuff is just as hot, by the way. The Cam
such a tease.
There's no way this type of reporting was being, you know, released when Jimmy Garoppolo was drafted and he ran out there for his first couple of practices. There's no way. The reality is that I feel like people, one, you have something to compare it to. Like a realistic comparison that you know isn't a real long-term viable option. So I almost feel like people, like these guys are trying too hard. They're trying way too hard to sell it to you.
No, I think you
they're
are
trying way too.
No, you are under appreciating an actual quarterback battle. You don't. You haven't had it in a while.
No,
I get it.
No, it's
it was Brady for 20 years, of 2 decades. We have a veteran quarterback trying to win his job back, and a rookie who can do this weird thing, throw the football. I'm embracing this, and the fact you're fighting it is pissing me off. We have an hour show, and you're not enjoying the fact that we have a quarterback battle.
No, I need.
Come on!
I do want to. I'll let you get all down and dirty. I'll be the old bull up on the hill that kind of walks down and takes care of all of them, and you go down and get one.
Can I read you guys one more
real
quick?
Give me another one. Is it dirty?
This is the other side of the coin.
Dirty.
There's a lot of pro Mac Jones, a lot of anti Cam Newton. Mike Giardi, Cam Newton was just okay. Here we go. Cam's final four reps were bad. Missed Henry in the back of the end zone by throwing the ball behind him.
Mm,
Wasn't close on the next throw. Can't tell you who it was intended for, writes Giardi.
I like that one.
Then he was.
I like that one.
I like that one.
There's not that many bodies in the field.
There's nobody
right?
out there. It's against air.
And you still don't know who was thrown to.
Then he was way high on a toss to Bourne and threw behind Henry and got picked by Phillips at the goal line.
Yeah, this is just, yell at me.
This is just as good. Yell at me. Tell me how bad Cam was.
Scream at me.
That is
me run.
Spank me. Hurt my feelings. Make me feel worse.
Quarterback competition.
Curse
yes.
Me.
It doesn't even feel first like time it, in 2 decades.
It doesn't even feel like it is a quarterback competition.
Oh, you think it's Jones's quarterback job to lose?
Yes. I don't. I mean, I feel like it's his job to lose. I think we're saying the wrong things about the wrong person. Okay, because that is. Okay, so I would normally say, all right, first day jitters. You know, not really ready for
the
spotlight.
Are you talking about Cam or Mac Jones?
I would even say for Mac Jones.
All right, just check.
Even like sometimes quarterbacks, it's like if you're in the league as long as Cam Newton has been in the league, these days don't happen day one. Like you get fatigued, you get mentally beat up, and you're like, my arm's sore, and you know you're gonna have a bad day, so screw it. The first day after missing last year, after publicizing your return, talking about your comeback, all this other stuff. Hey, I'm
going to
put it all. Here we go again. Let's run it back. Say the same crap you said last year, but now you actually are doing something, so there are no excuses. The accuracy has always been an issue, and he can't be protected anymore. There's a viable option that they not only exist, but they're actively pushing to the front of the line.
He was very active on Instagram, letting us know where he's at, what he's going to be like. And we even said back then, he's kind of like, he's writing checks that his arm can't cash.
Can't cash it.
So today's the first day to go out there and cash your check. And it's the same Cam Newton. There's no wait till they see this Cam. I'm healthy. I know the system. I got a better understanding. Wait till they see me. Nope. You're the same guy we saw last year. And that's why, because you are broken. It ain't going to work.
Yeah, I feel like that is just, and I will say this. Okay, first day, let's just overreact like crazy since it's a short show. I'm going to just vomit on the microphone right here.
Go.
Because I predict that somehow, some way, someone will release, sources, Cam Newton's shoulder, worse than ever. Fought through this, that, and the other. I mean, that is, because there needs to be an excuse. It can't be, I'm just not good anymore. It has to be tied to some physical issue that doesn't, allow him to play at a high level. Like, complete the corner route.
Well, listen, I know you want to throw the break, right?
I do.
He's ready to go. He wants to run through it.
We have a lot of football
to go. I just had to just read this one little tidbit from an article. Ryan, give me the music again, like the porn stuff.
This is the People's Court. This is Judge Wapner.
Give me the music. Okay, because this to me, this is my porn, okay?
Okay.
Jim Bowden, MLB Network, just wrote an article updating the Max Scherzer situation, okay?
Yep.
Quote, Boston ownership is encouraging Chief Baseball Officer Heim Bloom to make a push for Scherzer, as they're dreaming of Chris Sale and Scherzer joining the starting rotation of the first-place Red Sox.
Reports Lou Maloney.
Of what you dreamed of.
That would be Jim Bowden.
This feels right off the show yesterday.
Ownership encouraging Heim Bloom to make a push. That's porn to me, baby. That's what I'm talking about.
Encouraging.
Can you all hear me?
What I'm
talking
about. I
prefer tight windows and big throws from Matt
Jones.
That's
what I'm talking about. That's what I want to hear right there.
That's what I want to hear. Well, they got 48 hours to get it done, 47 hours to get it done. And we have some more Red Sox coming up because Michael Kay is still big angry at the WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. We'll get to that in the last call. When we come back, though, we can get some phone calls mixed in if you want it, 617-779-7937. But one evaluator killed Cam Newton today in The Athletic, and Lou had a great take on something the Patriots did today for their media, which is kind of unbelievable. We'll get to it next. OMF here on WEEI. It's OMF, Mutt with the MFers until 6. Then Barrett and Red Sox baseball game 2 as the Red Sox lose. First of a doubleheader. Patriots stuff is good today, man. I'm all into this. You can poo-poo it if you want, Christian.
Not,
I get it.
Hold on. I'm not poo-pooing it. I'm just as excited as you are. I am. I'm very excited. But after today, it's almost like, all right, I don't think it's going to get any better. I think one practice, and if you're the coaches, you're going, dude, he can't throw a basic out?
Right.
Oh, my God.
Well, we're someone rooting for Mac Jones, I'm okay with that.
But we're supposed to,
I want more of that.
We're supposed to keep this up for another 4 weeks. We can't do this. How are we going to get away with this?
Listen, and again, this is what we've talked about. It's about competition. It's about being on the field. It's about your teammates, your wide receivers, your DBs. Watching these two guys throw side by side. And that's going to be the deciding factor. This Mac Jones is going to be your starting quarterback.
You know what? Listen, first of all, I said that when he was drafted. Not that I know anything. Not that I've talked to anybody. But it's too easy. And it's less about Mac. It's more about Cam. Like, how can you run an offense if he can't throw 50% of the passes that you want to call? So, Jonnu Smith is talking and, Hunter Henry is talking, and they're kind of going back, and it's like, Hunter Henry's having this discussion. I don't even know if I should have gone. They already signed Jonnu Smith, but they're going to feature the tight ends.
And this is not like a deep, reading thing here, but one of the interesting points in Phil Perry's breakdown today, which is a super thorough, we're joking about it, but he does get deep, deep, deep in this thing. He talked about Vincent McDaniels followed Mac Jones around like a puppy dog the entire practice. Now, you can say on one hand, that's him that's him trying to get Mac ready because he's the rookie. Could also say he knows Mac's the guy, and he knows that Mac's going to run these high-level offensive plays. Like, he just left Newton alone. Newton and Hoyer are by themselves. McDaniels was right there with Mac Jones. That's a good sign, isn't it?
Yes.
That he's the guy?
Man, I'm just...
Well, he's a rookie. He's got a lot more to work on, right? I mean, just as far as understanding goes and maybe just knowledge, things like that. But, yeah, sure, absolutely. I mean, I don't know. I mean, if we saw camp last year would it be like so much attention given to a guy like Jared Stidham? Would it be the same attention because he doesn't have much time in this league? You know, or is it just like that we picked this kid 15th overall? Like, he's my guy. Like, yep. He's the guy I have to develop. If I'm Josh McDaniels, if I want to coach in this league ever again, be a head coach, it's all about Mac Jones.
Yeah.
That's my ticket. That's my money. Because it isn't about developing Cam Newton. I mean, that'd be a goddamn miracle. I mean, that might help him. But still, it's about if he can develop Mac Jones into a starting quarterback, an above-average quarterback in this league in the next 2 or 3 years, that is when Josh McDaniels will finally get maybe a head coaching job in this league.
So The Athletic did a deep dive here today on this, and it is a real, real big shot at Cam Newton. So an evaluator who studied Newton this offseason and whose team faced the Patriots in 2020 thought the quarterback appeared sloppy with diminished mechanics. Quote from the evaluator, he looks like he's playing in the sandlot. He is still a big body, and that's going to be a threat with his legs, but his accuracy, he just sprays the ball all over the field. His feet are never set. His arm angle is always changing when it doesn't have to. I was shocked to watch it last year, to be honest with you. And I feel like that commentary, I listen to your show every day. You guys made that comment 1,000 times about the way he threw it and Curran talked about it. Nobody else really nationally wanted to acknowledge it. It's why these guys still bending over backwards to praise Cam and saying I was a COVID thing. This guy watched it. We all saw it. He can't throw. He's broken. And this guy's admitting it to The Athletic today. That's not going to get better this year, Christian.
Do you think that you'll regret going all in on first day demise of Cam Newton?
No, it was a full year demise of Cam Newton.
Yeah, right. So it's I feel like people like
it's not a first day thing. I'm glad Mac showed up and he didn't melt under the pressure today. He made some good throws. Cam did not play well. It's not like neither guy really played well, but Mac made better throws than Cam did. And in an NFL offense in 2021, it's about throwing, not running.
See, I think people like to remove the fact that the last 8 games of the season were uninterrupted, full participation, opportunity to get better over and over again, still in the playoff hunt, even though we all kind of knew he wasn't. So those were important live reps that you were taking in important games. And there was no improvement.
None.
He wasn't hurt.
None.
He wasn't physically impaired. He wasn't mentally impaired. Didn't get a concussion. Nothing. So, blame it on the weapons. All right,
yeah,
fine,
yeah,
whatever. Blame it on the
That's
weapons.
The way you
and
play,
and
yeah,
then there is your, I guess, pause button. There is your, okay, now wait till camp. I don't think it's going to get any better, not because like I'm overreacting. I don't think he was ever going to get any better.
And there was no signs of it today. So what do we think about his teammates commenting on things like this? So Jonnu Smith, who's got his first full practice with the team, new tight end. He worked out with Cam in the offseason. Said Cam was a nice guy on the field, off the field, better person than player, blah, blah, blah. But had some very positive things about Mac Jones in his first practice today.
Great guy, man. Maxonville, that's what I call him, man. Maxonville, he's from Jacksonville, you know what I mean? So I call him Maxonville. But Mac, I'm going to be honest, man. I didn't expect Mac to have the kind of swagger that he got, you know what I'm saying? Like, when I seen him walking on draft, I was like, oh, it's, you know what I'm saying? But, you know what I mean? But nah, man, I'm just messing with you. But Mac, man, a hell of a guy, man. Great energy, bringing life to the locker room.
Uh-oh.
You know, always laughing, smile on his face.
No.
You know what I mean? Loves football, you know what I mean? You can't ask for a better quarterback.
Okay,
so those phrases. Who were those phrases? Given to last year.
That's the only asset Cam Newton had,
right?
Yeah. Oh,
energy
no.
and swag. That was Cam. He led the league.
He's not the only
from Jacksonville.
One.
You know what I mean? So I gotta call him Maxonville.
Here you go, Jacksonville. Tyler, did you have him come back with that one, the Jacksonville thing? That's good. Yeah.
It's better than mac and cheese. That terrible nickname.
Oh, terrible
mac and cheese.
Still work in progress.
Maxonville is better.
It's not terrible,
but he's not the first one that told us about the swag, right, of Mac Jones. We saw that earlier. I felt like in the spring, a lot of people, I forget who it was, wide receiver, somebody came out. Kendrick Bourne came out and said he's got a lot more swag than I thought. You know, and I kind of laughing because he's talking. I saw him walking out of the draft. Remember that walk? How fast that walk was? And you're like, oh, God, he's kind of like a dorky walk, right? But no, look, apparently this guy's got some swag, and guys are digging it. I like it.
I think it is.
Confidence.
It is.
Swag and energy is all people said about Cam, and now on the first day they're saying it about
Well, they certainly didn't say it about
him. That's not good.
They certainly didn't say it about Jared Stidham last
Wiggy,
year.
Wiggy, save this for Wiggy tomorrow.
Oh,
I want Jonnu Smith at 6:01. Yeah. Somebody just play that. What does Wiggy say? As a Cam fan, what do you say to that?
That's all they
said about Cam last year. And I was about Mac Jones on day one.
And the last part about the locker room, like that whole leadership capability that exists. I mean, I think people maybe they're maybe they go all in on the swag because, you know, before they met him, they just thought he was just going to be a just a redneck goober looking, aw, yeah. Shucks, golly, oh, gee, like, I don't know what to do. Like, I didn't play in one of the top programs in the nation, you know, with, you know, and fight my way to become the starter. And people will sit there and you go back and look at Brady's draft photo at the combine and go look at Mac Jones's when he when he attended the Alabama football camp. There's some comparisons there. I mean, yes. The kid who let the water boy in and why is he taking a picture? So I think they legit get, and that team was filled with stars. And even though he was a big part of it, he didn't win the Heisman. The receiver won. That's how much disrespect for a receiver to win the Heisman Trophy over the quarterback that is throwing him the ball, and especially in an offense that was filled with run and catching runs. Like, they underestimated him.
Okay, so let's forget he's talking about Mac Jones. Right. Okay, play the sound again. And who does everyone in the world think Jonnu Smith's talking about?
Man, a hell of a guy, man. You know, great energy. You know, just bringing life to the locker room. You know, always laughing, smile on his face. You know what I mean? Loves football. You know what I mean? You can't ask for a better quarterback. You know
bringing
what I mean?
Life to the
that's
locker
Cam.
Room.
That's all they said about Cam last year.
You, there's no question. You would have thought if you just played that sound, you didn't tell you he was talking about Mac Jones. You would have thought it was Cam.
Cam Newton.
I can just see one of Cam Newton's hands going. I got to show you something. What they say about it? They talk about my energy. They talk about my swag. They talk about how much positivity I bring to the locker room.
I do bring a lot of life to the locker room. Man, I am always smiling.
And they did, but it wasn't. It was about Mac.
What?
Ooh.
But to your point about Mac
and cheese. No. He's Maxonville now.
Do you think, Christian, that the Alabama quarterback tag gave people the idea like he was the next Greg McElroy? Like guys around the league were like, he quarterbacked for a good team.
Because
I admit, even I didn't want the Patriots to take him because I wanted Trey Lance because he looked more athletic, and Mac Jones threw little slants to fast receivers. And I wonder if guys like Jonnu Smith and other players in the team had the same impression we did. You're sort of prejudiced against Alabama quarterbacks.
You have three quarterbacks in the league right now. Actually, four. A.J. McCarron, I think, is still playing, but he's a backup. But you have three quarterbacks right now that have a good chance of starting. Tua is going to start down in Miami, probably. Mac Jones, obviously, we'll see. Jalen Hurts in Philly, we'll see what happens there. But you're going to get a good idea, like, okay, is this a real, like, thing? Is this, like, you know, playing quarterback at Alabama, like, sure, you'll get all the numbers and you'll get all the attention, but can you actually make it in the NFL? Because so far the answer is no. None of them have done anything on a long-term basis to convince me that they're better than that they're better in the pros than they would ever be in college.
Well, the other quarterback news today for the Patriots, Jarrett Stidham, according to Jeff Howe, not expected back anytime in the near future. He's on the PUP list. The Patriots actually claimed Jake DeLaga. What is his name?
Who?
Jake Dolagala.
He was here last year. Dolagala.
He was Dolagala. Jake.
Jake Dolagala.
Oh, yeah. I remember that guy.
He's more than a week away from being activated off the PUP list, so that means Dolagala comes in and makes throws. He's not making the team.
Oh, God,
Jared's
no.
gone. Jared's gone.
The fact that he's
the Instagram model had plenty of time with brunches and his trips with Kennedy. Well, the next couple
the fact that he's this is his third camp, and so two out of three he's been hurt, and the other one was basically Brady's last year here, and he wasn't going to get any real significant reps anyways. He's not doing himself any favors now, but I wouldn't necessarily say he's done because play this out: if Cam Newton is so bad, why do you keep him? Oh, specialty plays, Taysom Hill. We're going to run a goal line package.
Say this. We have 4 hours tomorrow.
Well, you do.
Already Cam being cut?
No, I'm saying, though. Stidham is gone. Cam Newton can play himself off this team just as easily as Stidham can.
No, we talked about that, I think, before, where it's one of those things where it's like, I don't know, you guys tell me, Brian Hoyer, is he Mac Jones' right-hand man this year? Like, is he like his little quarterback coach?
Yeah,
I think Brian Hoyer is your third string quarterback.
I do too,
and it has more to do with Mac Jones than anything. So it comes down to: is Cam starting? Okay, if he is, then I can see Stidham gone. If Mac Jones is starting, is Cam still here? That's a tough sell, isn't it? Have a guy like that with his personality kind of sitting on the bench.
Now we're getting good. Day one of camp, we are cutting Cam Newton. Now it's getting good. Meanwhile, Lou had the text today on the group text. Because the Patriots, they did, maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think they've ever done this before. They gave the media today a welcome back box We are all Patriots. Robert Kraft, one of the insignias there. It's not a signature. It's autographed by him, but it's got like the lithograph of his signature or whatever. It says, welcome back to the media. It has a business card in there. I can't. Is that Robert Kraft's business card in there?
Personal, if you got a personal call. Email, maybe personal cell phone. Hey, give me a call anytime.
It's got.
We're all buddies now.
Oh, Stacey James's. I apologize. Maybe it's Bob's got the other ones. There's a shot glass. There's a little nip of tequila, Jose Cuervo tequila. There is hand sanitizer, which smells like tequila in many cases.
Oh, yeah. Lowe's.
And some other little Patriots. I don't know if it's a mask or some sort of hand wash thing. And you had a theory as to why the Patriots did this.
Of course. We're no longer good. Be kind to us. No, really.
They're going to get lots of
please
gifts.
Please don't rip us all year.
The food's going to improve on game day.
Yeah. Oh, it's a great take.
No, seriously. It's like, you know, for years, it's just like crapping right down your throat and just take it from us.
Yeah.
Because what are you going to do, rip us? When we go to the Super Bowl again, when we go to the AFC title again, what are you going to do? Get on us? Borges? How'd that work? Yeah, keep doing that. That's a successful career. No, you've been jumping on the bandwagon for years, and now we're not going to be that good. So now don't spend it on us. You know, now don't rip us. Now don't ride Bill for being, you know, acting like a child sometimes in press conferences. That's all that was, in my opinion.
We welcome you back with a couple of our favorite buds and hope you enjoy some bubbles for your troubles. Past and present. We hope tequila little time catching up with you at training camp in the days ahead.
Oh, can't wait.
Cheers. Yeah. That New is England a Patriots communication.
Why don't we just have a little round table? Bill will come. He'll answer anything you want, you know, and we'll just get to know each other.
Yeah, you know what? You know what?
Let's
you
have a
know
good
what,
year.
You know what?
Ready on three.
You can keep your gifts. Just give me straight answers and don't give me the runaround.
No.
I'm sure Bill will get right to that.
How about that? Stacey James gave me this gift box. That means you got to be nice to me. We know what's
Next
going
question.
On. It is.
It's a good question, Mike. It's a good question.
Did you guys see inside the shot glass? It says, since you took a shot, here's one on us.
Oh, shut up. God.
Is it? Were they trying to be? Are they trying to be like? Do they want to be made fun of? Is that the goal? Or is there, they know they're all right.
But no one's going
to
make this.
Play on words.
It's the same media members who were pitching in cash to get Belichick's grandkid a onesie. They're not going to rip it. They're going to enjoy this. By sitting on the parking lot right now, ripping shots.
I'm just curious because I'm not in studio today. Did we get one?
No.
They sent one to all the radio hosts.
Did we get a Patriots box
To be kind?
Oh wait, I got a text here.
Sure, it's on its way, Lou.
They gave all of them to Greg, Courtney, and Wiggy.
Yeah.
So they got them all. So they got yours. Because
they got Bill. They're interviewing Bill.
Not Curtis?
No, Curtis.
Curtis
no, not allowed.
No shot glass, no alcohol.
Curtis did not get
one. He took a video of Greg getting it, though.
He doesn't mean
he posted on. Yeah, he did. Okay. We got to get to a break. Our final break of this very long show. We will come back with a last call that includes Michael K in New York bitching about WEEI and Red Sox fans. That's next.
Ordway, Merlone, Fourier. Back to OMF on EEI.
OMF Mud hanging out with EMFers. Our last call brought to you by Cars for Kids. Easy way to donate your car. Donate today and your car can be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com or 1-877-CARS-4KIDS. We mentioned at the end of Red Sox postgame today, Phillies and Nats looking at a potential COVID outbreak. Postponed tonight, doubleheader tomorrow. So we've got our second baseball COVID outbreak in a couple weeks. And now feels like we're going backwards in a lot of areas in this country, but that's for a different show. Going backwards, the Yankees. And Michael Kay, maybe he's starting to feel it here, boys. Maybe that's what's happening, because Michael Kay opened his show yesterday, big New York sports talk show. Although Tyler did say he might close the station. Is that still that true?
That was the report that ESPN might shut down all local operations for ESPN Radio.
Okay, so not just them, but local operations. Okay, so he said doesn't care about us, but then he opened his show talking about WEEI and Red Sox fans. Here's some angry Michael Kay.
All right, so I've got some other scores to settle.
Okay.
For Red Sox fans and people at EEI, grow up, okay? Grow yourself up.
Nope.
You're not kids anymore. I never said anything nasty about Red Sox fans. I said what and you can figure it out for yourself. Players that have played for the Red Sox and the Yankees have told me Red Sox fans sit on their hands until there's something to cheer about. It's unbelievable. WEEI must be really hard up for programming because this is a thing now, because the Red Sox have a picture from Sunday's game with their fans standing and cheering and go, greatest fans in the world. and they go, oh, Michael K, EI sends out, Michael K is going to report this. Really? Throw yourself up. You know why? Because there were three hits before that. You want to know how loud it was beginning the eighth inning? This loud. Not a word was spoken. Stop it. It's not an insult. It's a fact. And then the fool, the mental, mental small fry who called in yesterday said that I said Red Sox fans are dumb. You're dumb.
No, you're dumb. You're stupid.
Boy, he is so sensitive.
Well, he's right. There is no leadership.
So he keeps talking about content, yet every day he keeps bringing it up. Okay.
He's bringing it up. We're obsessed with it, but he's opening his show.
We have no idea what we're doing.
So, I mean, if you're bored tonight, Real Michael K on Twitter, you can let him know Red Sox fans are listening.
Whatever you're dumb. Do not tweet at him.
Yeah,
whatever you do.
Don't do that.
Don't keep, now that we've realized how sensitive he is and he can't handle some tweets, do not continue to tweet at him, whatever you do, please.
Yeah, and in a serious note, don't call them because they're just not going to answer. I would know for any, you know, real-time experience, but they just won't answer the phone.
Ooh, maybe Chuck in medical sales, who's got some things to do tomorrow, maybe he can call in.
Throw yourself up.
They're not answering their phones.
All right, we got a second game of the doubleheader tonight. Boys, we'll talk tomorrow. Enjoy your long weekend, Fourier.
Longer than that, buddy.
Oh, boy. Going to be gone for
a while. Oh, boy.
I'm going to Scottsdale.
He's joining Glenn, Lou, and I in a cast of characters, including Alex Cora, back tomorrow. Brian Barrett, Red Sox baseball next. Goodbye.
WEEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.